Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ooh, breathe on me. Breathe on me. I am Apostle Deborah Anderson, and I'm coming to you from Kingdom Builders Development Institute. Kingdom building is the heart of God. Yes, I am your host, Apostle Deborah Anderson, and I am from Thunder and Lightning Ministries International, and I broadcast here on the Blog Talk Radio Friday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Breathe on me. Breathe on us, Heavenly Father, as we come before your throne of grace, thanking you for another day in the land of the living. Oh, Father God, we just thank you for the broadcast radio that we can come forth to let your people know. Let your people know that you are still on the throne, and you are on the throne of grace and giving us each and every one throughout the world grace, because your grace is sufficient to carry us through, to let us walk and go before you. So know that you have grace for each and every one of us to come unto you, all that are heavy laden, and you will give us rest. You said, take your yoke upon you and learn of me. Learn of me. And we are learning of you through your word, through your son, Jesus, Yeshua, Mashiach. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. It is Friday. And I got something really good for you. I know some of you might be eating your breakfast, drinking your coffee or your tea or your juice. But I got something that I'm going to bring forth to you today. And it is, the title of this radio broadcast today is The Taste of God. A taste of God. Taste and see that the Lord is good. And I'm going to come to you from Psalms 34. Yes, Psalm 34. And it was stating here, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Praise. What we're doing now, we're praising, we're bringing forth what God wants us to bring forth. Praise him. Praise him. The angel bow before him and praise him. They worship him. And that's what God wants each and every one of us to do. We acknowledge him. We acknowledge him each and every day of our life. So right there is a taste of God in your spirit, in your soul, coming out of your mouth. What are you doing? You're acknowledging him, like David did in the Psalms, the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. The taste of God, I'm tasting him, will be coming out of my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. That's right. God will deliver you from all your fears, anxiety. Unto him. Come to him. Get that taste of the Lord coming out of your mouth. Every time you speak of God. Taste and see that the Lord is good. The taste, let's taste him. Let's taste him this morning, that he is good. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. Poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angels of the Lord encamped round about them that feared him, delivered them. I taste and I see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. Amen. We got to continue to taste the taste of God, the taste of God. Come out of our mouth. Taste means something more than a superficial experience. Those who fully engage in God's will find that he is powerful and merciful. That's right. After thanking God for the rescue, David turned to appeal to others to trust in the Lord. So that taste came within David to trust in the Lord. He was a former shepherd. David would have been familiar with the lions and knew that even those powerful creatures will suffer without food and shelter. David fully recognized that faith in God does not make a person immune to hardship. So, again, he had to continue to trust and believe that God will provide food for him. Even what he was going through, what he was going through with Saul. Because Saul was after him. Saul was very jealous of David. David had to survive. He went into the Philistines' camp for rescue. He changed everything, his identity and everything, and came among them. So, are we changing our identity? Do we still seek God like never before? Do we hunger and thirst for God like we should every day? We got to have that taste of God in us. Just like that, taste and see that the Lord is good. He is good. His mercy endure forever. His mercy endure forever. Like if you had a bag of chips, I'm going to say Lay's potato chips. Some like Better Made. You know, the Better Made potato chip, you have it in some of the states here around the country. But even if you taste a chip, you said, that taste is good. The taste of that chip is real good, is it not? We all have taste chips. I know I love some Lay's potato chip. And what do? I put one in my mouth. And I'm pacing to see. Are we doing that? Even with our food, are we pacing to see if it's good? And once we establish it is good, then we're doing what? We're licking our fingers and we're like, good. We say, good. That's good. Wow. So doing all that, we cooking our meals. Like each and every month today, have gathered on this phone line here, on this radio broadcast, and said, let me get my coffee. Let me get a donut. Let me get something to nibble on. But I'm giving you the word of God, the word of God to taste on him. Because if you taste and bring the food in of God, the word of God is your food. Then you can taste each and every word that he's putting in your spirit, man, to make you full. You'll be desiring more and more. You want more and more. Or spend more and more time with God by tasting the good of his food, which is the word of God. It is sweeter than a honeycomb. Sweeter than a honeycomb? Well, you know, the honeycomb is sweet. So the word becomes sweet. Flavor. Flavor. It's a flavor that comes with the word of God because it's instilled in you. You get, that was good. Oh, that food was good today. The word of God coming to you on this radio broadcast is food to your soul. So we must continue to be fed the word of God so that we can go through life on a daily basis, and trusting and believing God's word, because it is medicine to the soul. Some medicine is good. Some tastes real good. Some is sweet. Sweet flavor. The flavor. Which word is it? It is a sweet, sweet savor of God's word that's coming, even right now. The word of God is coming to you, but it's coming to you in a way that you have never experienced before. The taste of God. God. Because David was saying, taste and see. The Lord is good. Each and every time we get in difficulties, where do we go? Where do we run to? We run and get a word of God, his word. If the word is not already instilled in you, how can you know that you know that you know? That you can taste God's word. Taste it if you read it. You got to read the word of God each and every day. You got to get the word in you. Get the word in you. That's what we have to do. We got to get the word of God in us each and every day. We must what? Meditate. Meditate on the word of God each and every day. Well, I have to meditate on the word of God so it could be in you. So when the enemy comes like a flood, you got some weapon of warfare that you can use to come right back at him. You speak the word of God to that spirit, and that spirit will flee. That's right. Speak the word of God. Put the word, the food of God. That food of God has a taste to it. It's a taste that is good to the soul. Yes, it's good to the soul because we know that the Lord is good. His mercy endureth forever. Yes, his mercy, his grace is upon us. When you come unto the Lord with your whole heart, you're not leaning to your own understanding. You're leaning on the word of God. The word became flesh and dwelt among us. That's what he did. He came down from heaven and came through the womb of Mary, pregnated by the Holy Ghost. And God was speaking in her the word of God. And God said it was good. Just like he created the heavens and the earth. And when he would finish the seventh day, he said, now I can rest. But doing all that, he said, it is good. So whenever you put the word of God in you, come on now, it is good. It is good. It's good. You're feeding on his word. Get that word in you each and every day for him. And let him feed into you as you get a Bible verse. This, for example, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whomsoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. When you start getting the word in you, you start meditating on it, you start memorizing it, it becomes food to your body, food to your soul. And then the taste of it, as I just quote that scripture to you, for God so loved the world What happened? For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, his only son, to come down here to save wretch like us. He died on the cross, or some may say the stake. He was nailed to it. His blood dripping down for each and every one of our sins. Because at the very beginning, what happened? Adam and Eve sinned. They sinned only through who? The serpent, Lucifer, came. Hidden on a tree. Came down the tree to seek who? The very two that God created. Man. And from that man, he took the woman. So the two became one. They were one with God. And here come that sneaky serpent. You know about that. Your people at times will come to you and try to do all kind of things to lead you the wrong direction. Oh, yeah. Even as us being Christians today, what happened? People come trying to manipulate, try to move you in a different direction, keeping your mind off of the main source, the main power source, the main source that you get fed each and every day, food, the food. And then they'll give you some not so good food, because the enemy comes to do what? Kill, steal, and destroy the very God in you, the hope of glory. So we have to continue to feed on the word, get that word in us each and every single day of our life. We must feed on the word of God. We must use it even when we're driving in our cars. Somebody may cross in front of you, and what would you do? Would you curse them out? That ain't good. That's a Satan. Or you will plead the blood over your car. Call on to God's holy angels to encamp around your car. Before you even get in the car, that's what you need to do. Ask God. Encamp your angels to the front, the back, the side, underneath all the parts of your car. His shield and protection through the angels, because each and every one of us have a guardian angel that we can call upon. Call upon them. And believe me, they will come to your rescue. Come to your rescue like never before. I remember one time I was standing in a line in California, getting ready to catch the bus to a different location from, I was up in Nevada, but I had to get on that Sierra Nevada bus to get to Hollywood, California. And you talking about a ride. I'm already tired, but get on that bus. But before I got on that bus, I was lacking $5. $5. Five is what? Grace. Five, the number five means grace. So here I am digging. I'm like, oh, Lord, I don't have $5. What am I going to do? And the bus is getting ready to come. I got to get out of here. There wasn't no credit card. I had cash money. So I'm like, oh, God, I need your help. And I'm saying all this in my mind, standing at the counter. Next thing I know, I get a pat on my shoulder. A person behind me gave me the $5. To the lady and all that, turned around because he would have been the next in line, right? Guess what? He was gone. I looked all over that airport, the bus station, trying to locate that man to thank him. And that God will bless him 100-fold in return for saving me, a wrench like me, because there wasn't no calling home or asking somebody to wire somebody. I'm at the bus station in a state and no family or friends and nobody to turn to. But God had someone. He had a ram in the bush. Come on now. He had a ram in the bush. before me. Oh, taste and see that God is good. The taste of God is good. However way it don't come, it's still good. The Most High helped me that day, and it was winter, that day, snow on the ground, that day came to my rescue in a twinkling of an eye. Oh, how the taste of God is good. And so I got on that bus, and I said a prayer that God will have his angels to continue the journey with me, the bus driver, alert, and all the people, the passengers on that bus, to have a good taste of God in the traveling down the highway and the byway, because we were all in the Rocky Mountains. We're going in and out of these mountains. I have never seen no mountains like these mountains in my life, because I live in the Midwest. I'm by the Great Lakes, right? And here I'm over here in the Rocky Mountains. And I'm just like, oh, my God. God, the taste of you. You just so awesome how you create. And I'm looking at these mountains, look like they crying out to me. And I'm like, please don't let a rock fall on this bus. And finally, I just had to close my eyes and get with my daddy, my Lord and Savior. And I knew his arms were wrapped around me. And I was safe. I went to sleep, and I didn't wake up till the next morning when I was in California. I slept all that day, because it was morning when I got on the bus, all that day, all that, and I was just basting in the Spirit of God, and he was hovering, protecting me all the way to California, all the way to California. And he fed me, what? Through his word. Because in my mind, he was showing me through dreams and visions, he had me. Yes, God always have us. Even if you don't have much food in your cupboard, you better listen to me. If you don't have much food in your cupboard, God will have somebody to come to the rescue and give you his taste of food. He will have someone to bring forth food to you. But as you get the food, what you going to do? You're going to go back, get your Bible out, go to the scripture, and continue to what? Thank him. Thank him. Thank him for providing for you. Through his word, he provides for us. It is food to our bodies. It's so much food, you like, oh, my God, I can't stop eating. I keep eating the word. Right? But he just said, come unto me, all that are heavy laden. So I was heavy laden when I got on that bus, because I had a ride from hell. And I was so heavy laden. And he gave me rest all the way to California. And when I got there, my girlfriend, she said, did you have a nice trip, safe trip? I said, girl, it was a trip from hell. But I'm here. With the glory of God, I made it here. Because that was a ride. I came all the way from Chicago, all the way to Van Nuys, California. That was a ride. And she lived right there in Hollywood. And so I was like, wow, I made it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your food. Thank you for having the food for me on this journey. Because see, when you get that food, and when you really get that food in you, the word, the taste of the word of God in you, and you get on an adventure that you never think you would experience, but the word of God, you start quoting scriptures like, I don't know what, it will come back to your memory. No harm and no danger will come to you, because you're trusting in the Lord. You trust when you eat in this word. If you don't even have no money, that word of God is your food to your body. Feed on it. Feed on it each and every day. Feed on it, my people. Feed on the word. Get the taste of God in you each and every day. Pray like you can never pray. And watch, you get so full and you get so elated. Because now you're resting in him. You're resting in him. So you just continue on loving on him, getting that word in him. Get that word in you. And we all love potato chips. We all love all different kinds of snacks. Those snacks can turn into the word of God if you feed on the word of God each and every day. Yes, we have to eat because this body needs to maintain the nutrition that goes in this body, right? Eat the right and proper food. And once you eat the proper food, then you're full. But then there's times when God wants you to go on a fast. You're fasting. Oh, yes. You got to fast and seek his face like never before. So you seek him through the fasting. And then you can go back to taste the word of God. The taste of God is the word of God in you. So you go and read your word and get the food, the word of God in you. Then you get so full and then you want to just rest. You rest in him. Then you're going into dream. We call it dreamland. And God can show you various things through the dreams, through your vision. If you've got any kind of vision, you feed on that word. You get that word in you. You trust and believe that that vision, that plan that you have worked it out. He said, write the vision, make it plain because it comes at an appointed time. So when you write that vision, you're getting that word in you. You're getting that word in you. You're getting that food in you. You taste it. You can taste it. You can taste the dreams that you want, but you got to believe to receive. Each and every one has got to believe to receive the word of God. It's not hard. Sometimes we make it hard. But if we stand on his word and watch the manifestation come forth like never before. I know there's times when we sit, well, Easter, those who celebrate Easter, Passover, all that, what's going to happen? You sit in front of a meal. You and your family, you're gathering, and you're thinking and praising God. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. You're sitting at the table like he's getting ready to have that big table for the world. Those who believe and trust in him, you have to be sitting at the table of the groom. Because we're at the bride. Yeah. A heavenly wedding for those who believe. So picture that each and every time you sit at your table with your family or with your friend or significant other. It would be the supper. The Lord's Supper with him, the bride. You're the bride of Christ. And that day is coming. We don't know when, but it's coming. And it's coming soon. That we can sit and gather with the men and women that went on before us thousands of years ago. But we all going to gather and be at that table with our Lord and Savior. He'll make that wine, make that wine like he did with his apostles. Made wine at a wedding. They had food and everything, but they had the bread, the wine. He is the wine, the blood, that he made the wine for them. They were with that wedding feast went on. So the big wedding feast that God has, when all this is said and done, each and every one of us going to have to give an account. So let's get it together. Let's get it together. Now let's feed on his word. Let's get the taste of God, his son, Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ, within you. and watch what he do. You will grow and grow and grow in him. Get stronger and stronger. Things come up. You'll know what to say. You'll know what to do. You'll know how to pray. Because the food of God is in you, the word. Come on. The word of God. The word of God is in you. So you got to have faith. Got to have faith to continue to believe. Any needs you want, go to the word. The word, everything is in the Bible, what you need, and then some. And like he said, trust in the Lord with all your heart, trust. Get that food, taste that food. I'm trusting in you, Father. And I'm not leaning to my own understanding because I got the food, I got you. The taste of your food is in me. That's deep. I can just go to the word. Oh, the word is already with me. He's with me. The hope of glory is in me. So the food is in me. He is in me. You see? He said, come on to me. All that are heavy laden. Come on to him. Get the food. He want to bring you to him. Sit before him. He want to feed his word in you. He want to feed himself in you. So you have that peace. That taste. Hallelujah. Like I said at the very beginning, the angel bowed before him and cry out. Hallelujah is the highest praise. So they have fed on the word from centuries after centuries after century, and bowing before him and praising him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And they don't stop. Can we do that? Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah. He said, I came in my Father's name. Yeah. Yahshua. Sure means salvation. Can we do that? Can we come unto him? Really come unto him? All that are heavy laden? And what he said, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. Learn my word. Learn the word. Get it in you. So when you be attacked or anything, you feeding, you got the taste of God in you. His taste, his word is in you. It's food. You have his food. You're building on the food each and every day. You're building. The food rise up in you each and every day. As I was coming to this broadcast, I was like, okay, God, how do you want me to come? I said, there's so many out here, it's hurting. There's so many out here being snatched up. Yeah, snatched up. Sex trafficking is on the chain. People are getting taken by the enemy's imps and skimps, as I call them. You got to be careful out here today, people. We got to be careful for nothing. We got to have our full armor on. We got to put on the armor. We got to put on the food. Put the food in you, right? You got to put the food in you to go forth. Continue. Yes, we need natural food, but we need the real food, the food of the Spirit, to come down and get in you. Because that's what God wants. He wants to get in you. He wants to be in you. So bring the food. Get the taste of God, his food in you. Each and every day, my people, come on. We got to do it. We got to keep doing it. Because we'll help you continue to run the race. Like you run and run in track. You're running the race. Oh, back in the day, I was a runner. I loved to run. I did. And I was a fast runner. And everybody kept saying, why don't you go to the Olympics? I knew my family wasn't going to let me go to the Olympics. I'm the youngest in the family. My father wouldn't let me go anywhere. I barely got to church. Tell them. He said, you can go to church, but anything else? Mm-mm. No, if I can't take you, you ain't going. Or if you get somebody, that's another story to take you. But back then, the family was more stricter, more careful than what's going on today. We letting our kids run free. We need to be more back like it was in the day. Come on. We got to really be careful for nothing because there's so many teenagers out here are missing. A young man in college right now, missing. They looking for him. Right here in Detroit. They looking for him. And he's been gone 4 days now. Not a trace. They found a scar, but nothing else. We really got to have this full the pace of God in us, more so now than ever. We got to get it all in us each and every day. People going to court. Come on now. But we got to have the pace of God in us, the food of God, to bring forth, even in the courtroom. Mm-hmm. Because as you sitting there for your significant other, or you there just standing in the gap with someone, that the judge will give you favor on this, you still got to have the word of God in you, which is his food. So you got to taste that food in you, even going to court. Got to have it in us. We got to have it in us. If you even have to go to the hospital, come on now. We got to have that word in us. We got to have that word in us like never before. Because you don't know what the procedure is. So you come in, you're nervous, you're scared. But if you got God in you and trusting in him, you ain't got nothing to be worrying about because he got you. He got your back. So you lay there on the operating table, trusting and believing that you will recover. You will go through the doctor's hand, God's hand, the protection is on you through the surgery. Come on. I had a couple of surgery. I went through delivery. But even through all of that, I still, on that table, had to have that food of the word. I had to have the taste of God in me. I had to believe like never before that you got me. I could feel his presence. So I was at peace. You know, after you ate your food, you're at peace. Now you're good. You're full. And now you can just lay there or recline your chair. But in the hospital room, you're on that table. You're like, oh, God, I'm putting my trust in you. Oh, God, help me. You're bringing forth all kinds of scriptures. And you're laying there. You're laying there. I remember one time I was counting. They told me to count. And I was like, okay, I can count, but I'm going to still stay awake. I thought. I said one, two, and I don't remember nothing else. I was gone. Because that anesthesiologist is right behind me. He said, you ready? I said, no, I ain't going to sleep. I'm going to see what's going on. I thought. But God was putting his word in me. Trust me. Trust me. Trust me with your whole heart, daughter. I got you. So I fed before I got there on the word of God. So the food was in me. The taste of that word was in me. Wow. So whatever you endure, whatever you have to go through, believe to receive. His word will help with you. It will help. It will help so much because you believe it. You don't have no doubt. Mm-mm, no doubt. Got to have trust. You got to depend on that food, the word. That taste of God is the word of God. that surpasses all understanding. You hear me? All understanding, because he has you. He has each and every one of us in the palm of his hand. Yes, he does. So I was like, raised potato chips. You know they good. You taste it. And then what do? Your finger, you're getting the salt off of it. Oh, that was good. Oh, that barbecue. No, it was good. That barbecue on that potato chip was good. I had some the other day. I even had to crack up just now because I did with my finger. Oh, that salt, that barbecue. However way they do it, it was good. Because I'm giving you some food for thought. That's what the word of God is, food for thought, food in you, the food, the taste of his food in you. Come on now. We got to have the taste, the food of the Most High. Keep it down in you each and every day of your life. That's what we have to do. We have to do it. We have to not just do it with us, but we have to give it to our children. Come on. The children need the word. They need a weapon to fight against when they out there. They can see the enemy can flee. Come on, we got to drill the word of God in our children as well. They need protection. They need the word in them. Yes, we can cover them through the word. God put the shield and protection over our children. But we got to get that word to them. They have to go and go to church or assemble themselves in groups. However, the way that you got to get that word. Get that word and feed it to your children. Get the children to the spot that they can eat on that word just like you eating on it. So they can have that protection as well. They can have the taste of God coming through them, right? Because if they need to run or do anything like David did, they had the taste of God in them. So they can think on God. They can use that word. They can run and trust in the Lord. I'm trusting in you, Father. I know you got your angels within me. I'm tasting the word of God, I'm using the word of God, and I'm going forth in the word of God like I'm sprinting. I'm running the race. We are running this race. We run it, the race for the Most High God. So when it's all said and done, what are we going to say? Oh God, you're going to already have it ready in you before. You bust open that sky and see him riding on that white horse, ready to get his body, the church. And those who have to be left behind, don't fret, because God going to be with you. We got to fight in this army. We're the warriors of the Most High. So we got to be girded up with the food of God. If you're going to be left behind, you got to have that word of God to be able to fight the enemy. Because we're not fighting alone. The angels of God are going to be with us. If we go on to glory, God already got angels there too. If we come to have to still stay here, guess what? His angels are still with us. Always have been, all the way to the end. So, as we close up, but not close up with God, hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to pray Romans 10, 9 through 10, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified. And it is with your mouth that you confess, saved. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So again, I'm Apostle Deborah Anderson, Thunder and Lightning Ministries International. through the broadcast of Kingdom Builders Development Institute. Kingdom building is the heart of God. And I just want to say to you all that are listening, that tune in, I thank you for tuning in. I thank God for each and every one of you. And may God continue to bless each and every one of you on this broadcast radio. Bless you. And you continue. You continue how? You have that peace of God, which is the word of God in you each and every day. The Lord bless you and keep you. I'm coming from Numbers 6:24-26. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. We're going to continue to be with you, and I will see you guys next Friday, same time at 9 o'clock radio broadcast. I love you all, and may God bless you. Amen. Amen.